when I've invested to be in rooms with people that I admire or people that are leading the way or people that are ahead of me on the path, building connections with people that are also willing to invest in that and see the value in it brings a different level of commitment.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Raise your hand if you want to reach a wider audience, create a bigger impact, and grow your business. I'm going to guess that your hand is in the air, and I have just the advice for you. This episode is a coaching session I had with Nicole Guanzara, who's an early career development strategist and a bilingual immigrant from Zimbabwe. She has over a decade of early career development and higher education experience. And now, Nicole is on a mission to empower students and early career professionals to find their fit in higher education and fulfilling careers through coaching, tailored workshops, and programs. Having transitioned to being a business owner 2.5 years ago, Nicole's unique blend of warmth, energy, and engaging voice is her special sauce. You get to experience it firsthand today. I knew I loved her when she came to our coaching session ready to take notes, take action, and reach her biggest goals. You are about to get a front row seat to our conversation about how to leverage digital products, email lists, and networking for strategic growth. If you, like Nicole, are set on effectively reaching a wider audience and creating impactful content that resonates with your audience while trying to juggle all the things, including motherhood, you are going to get so much value out of this session. Speaking of you, if you would like to be featured in a future coaching episode of the Gold Digger Podcast, be sure to join the Gold Digger Insiders Facebook group. We've linked it up in the episode description and show notes for you. Jump inside of that group. This is where you can be connected to do your own coaching session. I will be periodically asking for volunteers to jump on the show, ask me questions, get mentored, and help other listeners. And of course, you get to be on your favorite podcast of all time. So join the Gold Digger Insiders Facebook group, and maybe we'll get to hit record together soon. Without further ado, let's dive into my coaching session with Nicole. Oof, growing pains hurt. And when you're a marketer trying to generate leads for your brand new business, you know the pain all too well. Thankfully, there's HubSpot for Startups, a special program that gives startups discounts on HubSpot and so much more. But first, let's talk about the platform. The platform that unites your entire front office from marketing to sales to support. The platform that streamlines your support tickets, generates more leads, and increases sales. The platform that scales right along with you. Oh, and don't even get me started on the educational articles, industry reports, videos, tips, templates, literally everything founders need to help scale. HubSpot for Startups has it all. So get ready to build a brand everyone loves and make your startup growing pains a thing of the past. Visit HubSpot.com/startups to see how much you can save. That's HubSpot.com/startups. I am so excited for today. We brought back our Gold Digger coaching sessions, and I am with a very, very special woman today. So Nicole, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Thank you, Jenna. It is an absolute dream come true to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, give us the landscape of kind of where you're finding yourself in your business, in entrepreneurship, even in your season of life, just so that we kind of have the foundation laid as we dive into some of the amazing questions that you prepared.
Absolutely. In this season of life, I find myself as a mama to two littles, a wife, an early career development strategist, and a women's ministry leader, because I can't get enough of doing all the things, right? Yeah. And I've been running my company, Education Advancement Consulting, for 2.5 years now. It was born out of the pandemic with a newborn and a toddler.
Oh my gosh.
As so many women did, to take the leap to spend more time with their kids. And on a day-to-day basis right now, I find myself talking to either career development offices, inclusion and diversity offices, first-generation offices on college campuses about how are they helping their students navigate that path from college to career with the least amount of stress possible. So we talk a lot about career wellness. How are you managing your professional development, your mental well-being, as well as financial literacy so that you are at your best when you advocate for yourself for what's next?
Amazing. So basically, you're a consultant. Is that how you would describe what you're doing?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. And who is your like dream client? Like when you get an email coming in, who is it that you like love to work with?
When I get an email, I would love to work with career development offices on a university campus specifically.
So more B2B, not B2C.
B2B.
Got it.
Yes. B2B has been working really well for me.
I love that. Amazing. Okay. Let's dive on in to your questions and we'll kind of let the path go. And if I have any follow-up questions, I'll drop them as we go.
Okay, sounds great. So Jenna, you and I are in similar seasons of motherhood, right? Yes. With littles at home, balancing everything between yuck at home sometimes and trying to figure out how to squeeze in meeting times, TV time, whatever it is. And I just want to know, right? I'm thinking of the Jenna who turned a $300 camera into a work from home seven-figure business. How did you manage that balance as you were growing your business? Because it probably took a village. It didn't come overnight. So I'd love to know, how did you manage that work-life balance?
Yeah, I mean, we were laughing before we got on air because my family got hit with the crazy flu bug. And it's just yesterday, as I was going to bed after a day of just like disaster in our household of laundry and taking care of everybody, it made me like think so much of how grateful I am to be an entrepreneur and have the flexibility to, you know, at the drop of a hat, pick up my daughter from school and, you know, take care of, cancel things and things like that. And like that is so wrapped in privilege that like we even have the capacity to be flexible in that way when life happens, because guess what? Life is going to happen. And balance is such a tricky thing for me because I feel like women, I don't ever hear men talk about balance. Do you ever hear men talk about balance? It's such a
Never.
Funny thing when you think about it. And I feel like balance has been ingrained in us as women that we have to juggle it all and keep all the balls in the air at all the times and do it all beautifully while smiling, right? And it's just like not possible. And I remember when I was studying some like language for my book and I looked up the word balance, and balance is a moment that isn't meant to be maintained. And so it's funny that we approach balance as this like state where we're like, we just want to be in balance all the time. It's a moment. Like you can be in balance for one moment and the next moment be out of it. And so I've had to really figure out which seasons are meant for like hustling and where the business is coming a little bit more first and which seasons are for parenthood. And I will say that the majority of the last 5 years of being a mom, it's been the scales have been tipped to motherhood, but I am able to do that because I had already been an entrepreneur for so long. When I think about you starting your business, you're still relatively new, 2.5 years into it. Also, raising kids, you don't necessarily have the bandwidth to be like, I'm going to press the brakes because the gas pedal is still getting pushed down, right?
Right.
And so for me, like I've been so fortunate. My husband stays at home. Like we have the ultimate flexibility to be able to do these things. It's not possible for everyone. It's not realistic for most people. And so what I want to encourage people to do is to not say, well, this is what I have to do in order to achieve balance, but to just have a level of awareness and consciousness around the choices you're making on a day-to-day basis. Is this where you are needed most right now? Is it your business? Is it your babies? Is it your life? What is it? And I think that when we raise our level of consciousness, we stop feeling that like self-deprecating, like, oh, I didn't get done what I should have, or I wasn't as present as I should have. And you are just more conscious and aware of like, this is where I put my energy and time today. And this was the best place for it. And so that's what I would encourage, because my story is not going to be like yours and not going to be like anyone else's. Our stories are so unique. But I think that the biggest thing for me when it comes to balance is really just an awareness and consciousness of where I'm choosing to put my time and energy and allowing that to just be what it is. And so I think that can kind of help, because when we're feeling out of balance, it's usually just that we're not really going into where we're spending that with a level of consciousness. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense, especially when I'm holding on to you saying it's a moment,
yes,
right? It's not a constant state of being. It's a moment. And so by choosing what to focus on in that moment and what matters. So I know for these few hours while the kids are at school, what I'm choosing to focus on is my business and growing my business. But when pickup happens or I get a call in the middle of the day, like last week, two times, I just forgot to pack their lunch and had to run it over to school. And I didn't have to tell anybody.
Yep.
I just picked myself up and took it to school because I have that flexibility. Yes. And that's what mattered in that moment, because I can do that. And that's what's valuable. My kids need to eat.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that you say the moment and then just focusing on what matters in that moment, because I tend to mix it all up and no one's happy.
Yes. And there's no worse feeling than going to bed after working hard all day, whether it's in mom mode or work mode, and going to bed and being like, what did I even get done? That is like the worst feeling, when you were like, I was running around with a chicken and its head cut off and I still can't even tell you what I did. And so it's like, when you have that level of awareness, you're like, okay, and this is what mattered today. And this is what I did today. And like, rest easy. You earned it. Go to bed.
I love that. And actually, it makes me want to just kind of dive deeper into that, because you mentioned you have an incredibly supportive husband, right? And you're able to also be flexible when you need to in mom mode. And what does that look like in work mode? Because I saw the selfie on your blog with this beautiful group of women behind you, this team. Can you just share what that balance looks like at work? Because I know these seven figures are not just made with you doing all the things the time.
Yes. I have the most amazing team. And what's so interesting, and for so many people listening, I think there is such intimidation around being responsible for paying other people, right? Especially when you're starting out and you're not totally certain. And so my team has been built very slowly over time. And what is so interesting, what I love about my team, is that we have such incredible boundaries. And I think that when you think about balance and a desire for it, boundaries have to go hand in hand. And so we have really strict rules around how we communicate, the time that we communicate, how we approach each other, the conversations. And so even this morning when I got online, I had messages of like, how are the kids? Is everyone feeling better after this flu? Like, how are you? It wasn't like, here's what you got to do today, or here's what I need from you. It was like, human first, work second.
Yes.
And I think that that's super powerful in every communication. And it's so funny because I learned so much of this from my right-hand gal, Marissa, because she's so beautiful with her communication. And oftentimes, once I open my laptop, my brain goes straight to work, where I could just fire off work questions. So often I will type out the work questions and then I will go backspace to the beginning and say, good morning. I hope you got good sleep. How are you doing today? Here's what I need. And so it's been this like beautiful reminder of kind of even mixing like the masculine and feminine energy of like, a lot of times when I go into work mode, I'm like, let's just get it done. Let's go, like, go pedal to the metal. And then I try to be like very like soft and gentle with my kids and my husband. And so figuring out that balance there. But what's beautiful with my team is that they have so much ownership around what they do and how they do it. And so we've kind of gotten into a place where like we ideate together the first 10%. 80% is usually completed by the person doing the task. And then the last 10% is, again, going back to that original vision, doing the review and things like that. And so it takes a lot of like loosening the grip, letting go of control, which so many of us have a problem with, and
so
also
hard.
Just trust, right? What resonates with you in that?
You know, it's a letting go, right? And out of control. I heard somebody the other day say, my business is growing because, you know, I can, I used to do 70% of the work and I would outsource 30%, but I was still doing so much.
Yes.
So now I have built a team of people that are experts in the space. So I can have the calls when necessary, and then I immediately outsource the work itself to the rest of the team. And I want to do, I'm still in the, I want to do the 70%.
Yeah.
I know I have no business doing the 70%.
Yeah.
But so that really resonates with me, letting go, because you're hiring this person because of their expertise, because of what they bring to the table, right?
Yeah.
I think of even just right now, my experience with Christy, who has been phenomenal, by the way. Her communication, her warmth comes across. And I love that that's a reflection of you and who you are. And that's coming across in your team. So it even speaks to the synergies you all have.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
One thing I think that's so interesting, and I'd be so curious if you started to just pay attention, because you said you are doing the 70%. And honestly, I think it's beautiful for founders to do every piece of the work at some point, right? Like, I can still do every single thing that happens in my business. I don't want to, and I'm not the most qualified to do most of those things. And I think a lot of times the resistance in like loosening the grip and letting go of control comes because we're worried that we're going to let go of the things that we love the most or the things that light us up. And so I would just be so curious if you started to pay attention to the things that you dread, the things that you keep putting off, the things that you kind of grumble about. those are the things where you can start to let go of those pieces, knowing that somebody else loves doing that, right? Like my support person, Her name is Steph. She has been with me, I think, for 7 or 8 years, which being in a support role like that for that amount of time is incredible. And she is so good at it. And I would hate to answer support tickets. I would just hate it. That would like be like my worst job ever. And so the fact that she enjoys it and it gives her energy and she like shows up every single day and has done so for years and years and years, like it's just a reminder of like the things we don't like, someone else likes them. And so it kind of helps like the loosening of the grip in that way, where you can still hold on to the parts that you love, that require you, that you give that like special sauce to. But then if you just even start making a little list of what lights me up and what drains me, you might start to see trends and places where somebody else could step in to help. So that maybe you go to like 60-40 and then 50-50. And when you get more freed up, you might even find different things that light you up that you hadn't even considered before.
I'm going to make that list because there's some things that are floating that I need to put down and just, you know, put on a list that I need to put away and give to someone else. And I'm actually finding that some of my village is intervening at this point and saying, hey, can I do this for
you? I can do it. Yeah.
Hey, can I do this for you? Right? Because they also know I'm not in a stage where I can pay all the people and do all the things, right? There's so much, you know, you remember, and I'm sure you're still, and you are still very mindful of that, but especially in the beginning where every single dollar means a whole lot. It still does now, I'm sure, because you're still accountable, but that initial stage of, I can't just decide on a whim, or I've done it and it's burned me or whatever else. So I'm starting to see my village kind of intervene and say, okay, well, I can help you with this. I can help you with that. And I say, oh, you know what? Great. I actually don't like doing that. And it's stopping me from recording this thing. It's stopping me from publishing the podcast I should have a year ago, you know? So
I get it.
Doing this.
I love it. Oh,
yes. Okay. So I think just to wrap around that loop, we talked about the work, we talked about the people. How are you leveraging your network? I've loved seeing the deep connection and collaboration and what seems like friendship as well with the queen herself, Amy Porterfield.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I've seen social posts of like retreats with some really, really cool people in your industry. And I know that didn't happen overnight. So can you tell me a little bit about how you started leveraging your network?
Yeah, I love this. And I love that you're bringing this up too, because I think entrepreneurship can be so lonely, like so crazy lonely, right? And I think too, when we're starting out and you are maybe battling like imposter syndrome and all these doubts and questions, and like imagining you with two little ones starting a business and trying to like build relationships, like friendships are hard at this stage of life. They take a lot of effort and energy, which a lot of times us tired moms don't have to give, right? So I'm just like bowing down to you that this is even a question. What's so interesting is like, you can go and find friends in Facebook communities. Like we have the amazing Gold Digger podcast, Facebook insiders group. It's like 60,000 people. That's a place where you can find relationships. But what I have really learned and seen over and over and over again, and I can literally draw like a line in the sand of like before and after, is that when I've invested to be in rooms with people that I admire or people that are leading the way or people that are ahead of me on the path, building connections with people that are also willing to invest in that and see the value in it brings a different level of commitment. And I have had so many times where there's like an amazing group of women and they're like, let's do like a monthly Zoom call and we'll all connect. We'll talk about business and life and all these things. And when there's no buy-in, no one really shows up. It's like you have to put your skin in the game, right? And so for me, like joining a mastermind years ago when I was at a really pivotal place in my career, I was still a wedding photographer, solely a wedding photographer. thinking about getting into online courses and podcasting and stuff, I made a really significant investment, which isn't always possible at the beginning, but something to put on your vision board for a few years from now is like, what rooms do I want to be in? What's so interesting is that investment has built so many amazing relationships that are now free relationships, right? Like being in that room developed these deeper relationships with people who were also at a similar place and stage and also willing to invest in like seeing how valuable relationships are. What's also interesting and something that I want to say is that as you start to build relationships with other people, you can really start to see a chasm between the people who are exactly as you want them to, like as you believe they are, and people who have like personas. And I just say like, pay attention to every bit of it and listen to your gut. And I think that we have a gift as women. I think men have intuition too, but I think we as women have a deeper internal knowing that we can tap into. And I will say like, I have a pretty good gut on me of just like initial feelings and energy of like, oh, I really like this person, or, you know, I think they have really great values and they live into those and they are who they say they are. And there's also been people who like, when you peek behind the curtain, you're like, nope, that is not it. Like that does not resonate. That is not what I want for my life or my community. And so that's so interesting. And it was funny because like you said, Amy Porterfield, like we are best friends. Like we talk all day long. We talk about everything. Like I'm talking about everything.
I love
and
that.
It's been one of those relationships where like every day we're sending like 5-minute voice memos to each other. I feel like she's like the VP of my company and I'm hers because we know so much. And I think that that just takes time. And again, like I was her student first. And then I was like determined, like, I'm going to be her best student. I'm going to show up to every live she does. She's going to notice me in the comments. And like, you know, and so it takes time. And so I would just say, first off, you're in a really busy stage of your life. And so go deep and not wide with relationships. So really try to find just a few people that you want to go deep with and commit to that. And second, like reach out. Like I reach out to so many friends almost on a daily basis of saying, no need to respond. I'm just letting you know I'm thinking of you. Let me know how you're at if you have a minute. And, you know, I have friends from high school who are newly postpartum, or I have friends with the same career as me and just checking in on this. And so it's just like being that like conscious of like, there's no urgency here, but I just want you to know, like, I'm here if you need me. And so go deep, not wide. Listen to your gut. When you are in a place to invest, invest in really getting into the rooms with people that you admire, that you really want to be in community with. And once you're in community with those people, continue to follow up.
Okay. And you know what? The fortune is in the follow-up as I continue to hear. And all I've heard, it must be a great sign, because all I've heard since the beginning of the year, which seems like forever ago, by the way. It was a long time ago. But all I've been hearing is that, you know, as you're making those investments, as you're really nurturing those relationships, it just doesn't start overnight. You don't just get to bump shoulders or whatever it is. It takes some real time and effort and follow up. So I really appreciate that advice, because I am someone who really loves to connect with people. I want to go deep. I fall fast. I want to get to know you. I want to check in. If we've got things we resonate about, you know, let's do it. And I'm a voice note girl too. And I end up having a little notebook. Then you pause at minute one and you're like, okay, respond about this. Minute two. Respond about that. Okay. And I'm sure you and Amy do the same thing.
Oh, well, we like go from like real estate to like workouts to like, what are you eating for lunch? To like, how is that team member doing? To like, and I'm like, we need bullet points, because by the end of the message, it's like, I know you asked something else and I got to remember what it is. I love where I'm going to steal that from you. I need a notebook with me at all times.
You need to, otherwise you're going to forget. And then you won't know where to replay it. So now a 5-minute voice note turns into a 10-minute.
That's right. So, I love it.
Yes. Okay, I love this. And so one of my God-given talents, I really believe, is to be able to share my story and share some of the things I have been through, because where I am today is inspired by my background growing up in Zimbabwe and navigating the American education system, the people that invested in me and supported me along the way. And now I feel God is telling me, hey, I want you to share your story. This is how other people resonate to you. People have been through some things and they want to hear how you have overcome. And I keep hearing that over and again. So I get nervous, believe it or not, about how to share that story, like how to leverage that story. I'm on LinkedIn and I'll share on LinkedIn sometimes, but I've also been hearing, oh, you know, try TikTok and just share clips of advice and different things. But how do I do that in an impactful and meaningful way? How do I leverage my story and build a community while I'm at it? Because how I got connected to you was through your Gold Digger community, right? Through the Facebook group. It's a really, really cool place to be. And it's so genuine because I see you in there. I see some of your team in there. It's active. And there's just still that warmth that resonates. So I think you're the perfect person to ask because you're so personable. How does that come across in building a community?
You're so sweet. Have you ever taken the time to like sit down and write down like your five great stories, like of just like stories that illustrate who you are, why you are the way you are, why you've gone into what you do, like almost like your greatest hits. Like I'm picturing, I'm going to date myself right now, but I'm picturing like a CD and like cover and on the back, it's like Nicole's greatest hits in terms of stories. Have you ever done anything like that? Like built out a story bank?
I have not. I've actually always heard about making that, you know, that one story, the one that, you know, you pitch to for speaking engagements and, you know, have one or two pseudo topics underneath, but never a greatest hits. And don't worry about aging yourself. I remember when CDs had lyrics.
That's right. I have a, anyways, CDs make me laugh. My nanny was in my car the other day and she was grabbing something and she's like, what are, like, why do you have all these old discs? And I was like, oh girl, this is like our love letters of the past. Drew used to like make me a mix CD for every month we dated and he wrote each song on it. And she's like, should I throw these away? And I was like, these are the love letters of our generation. Anyways, what I would say is that you likely, and when you are consulting, when you are working with students, when you are working with staff, you likely have stories that you lean on. And something that I think is so interesting, and I feel like this might happen to you because it happens to me all the time, is that we are so fast to discount our stories saying like, they're not interesting. Nobody cares. Let's just give them what they need. But there is so much research around people remembering stories more than remembering the tools, tactics, strategies, anything else. And so a very simple framework that has been taught by many different marketers, so I don't even know the origins of it, is like story teach tool. So whenever you're going into consulting or you're pitching yourself, you can tell the story, then you can teach the point that that story is making and then give somebody a tool to get them a quick win. And so one thing that I do is I have, now I'm going into my notes. I have a notes app in my phone where I have a thing where when I find myself with people, like whether I'm at a mastermind or at a mom's dinner or whatever it is, and I tell a story and like it gets a reaction or people are laughing or like they're like, wait, what? Like those are the stories I write down in my notes app. And obviously I've been through the process now of writing a book. And that's like, I'm building out this story bank where I'm like, oh, I should like think more about that story or think about like how to make that even more interesting or compelling or more succinct. But I bet you have even just a handful of five stories. And sometimes prompts can help us to like think of the stories. And so Nicole, like one story could be like, when did you realize you wanted to do what you're doing today? When is a time where you felt like you were going to fail and somebody came in and changed that trajectory for you? When is a time where you decided like, I am going out on my own limb and starting my business? And like thinking through some of those pivotal milestone moments. And it's so interesting because I worked with like a speaking coach a couple years ago when I was speaking more. And I was like, I can't tell this story. I tell it in my book. I've told on my podcast. And he's like, when you go to a concert, do you want them to play their greatest hits or do you want them to play their new stuff? Now is not the time to test out the new material. Test it out when you're in conversation with people, but keep the ones that you're really good at, your greatest hits, reserved for clients, for community, for your students. And so it kind of helps remind you of like, even if somebody's heard this five times, they haven't heard it this way today. And so it kind of gives you that like ability to tell that story more than once and allow it to stick for people. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. And it's like you're in my head because I was recently battling that.
Yes.
I said, Nicole, you've told the story.
Yes.
It's now in writing. You've put out a couple of videos about it.
Yeah.
You know, people know about the story. How can you keep sharing the story?
Yeah.
But then I thought of the one time on a random webinar that I told the story and someone deeply resonated that she cried. We had even failed the same class,
yes.
You know,
yes.
And, you know, it was just because I told that part of the story and I had not shared that level of detail that day, but it's the same story.
Yes.
It's one of those greatest hits that continues to be played. It's like, okay, you know, I want to go to the Usher concert this summer. I'm expecting him to play all of his greatest hits,
yes,
from 8701 to maybe the new stuff too.
Yes.
But I want to hear the greatest hits.
Yep. Yeah. And I think it gives us permission of like, you don't have to have like a library of great stories. If you can get really good at just a few of them that can help illustrate the points that matter the most to you or the things that you most commonly teach, it allows you to think of that framework of like story teach tool. And that allows you to like walk into situations with a different level of confidence of like, I know I have something to offer and I know something is interesting. And every time you tell it, you get better at it. So I love that. And I think too, when you were talking about like LinkedIn and TikTok and different things like that, LinkedIn seems like the most brilliant place for you to be, especially being in this career world and consulting. Like that feels like the perfect fit, in my opinion. And so I would say get comfortable telling the stories in the way that you feel is easily approached, whether it is through voice, whether it is through writing, whether it is through YouTube. I know you have your YouTube, like just different places like that, and lean into that at first and then you can expand. And so I think sometimes when we try to do too much too quick, we just get so overwhelmed, we don't do anything. And so it's like,
that's
you can control the input, which is you doing the work. You can't always control the output. And so just focus on getting really consistent with the input. And then you can always expand after to other platforms that might be calling to you.
Okay. And you said the golden word there, consistency,
yes,
right? Consistently doing that, consistently communicating that message.
Yep.
And one of my big goals for this year is just continue to show up,
yes,
and especially through video form, through people hearing my voice, because when you hear me, when you talk to me, there's something that can be communicated there than I can do with my fingers.
Yes.
I can talk all day, but it just doesn't come off the same as when I write. So I'm glad I recognize that about myself. So I'm leaning into my strengths in order to do that.
I love that. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I watched your YouTube video before this coaching session. So like there is something beautiful about watching you communicate. It's super powerful.
Thank
so
you.
I think hone in on that for sure.
Thank you so much. And so one of the last questions I have is around digital products. You are so good at it. You know, when I go to your website, I see you again. It's just still the warm, welcoming resonance, right? There's a picture of you with the beautiful dress and bright smile and the fonts, the yellows, and it's welcoming. But then you're also just giving and giving. There's so many products that I can just download for free before I even spend a dime. We get connected. You give so much. And obviously it's well rewarded on the other side. So right now I'm stuck on, well, how could I be leveraging digital products? One, to be able to share more with the community about what I do, but also as I start to think about, what are the things that will allow me to also earn passive income and I'm not always have to be actively working for it?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was noodling on this question because I love this question and I think so many people can relate and they're so good at what they do, right? Like in person,
yes,
you know, you can nail it. There's no doubt in your mind, but then you're like, okay, but the only way to make money is by showing up, right? And consistently booking. And like that can be kind of a rat race feeling that so many entrepreneurs don't want. That's why we got out of the rat race, right? And so it's figuring out that like both and, right? Like you're still going to be consulting. This is the bread and butter, but like, how do we start to get something else moving for you? And the biggest thing that I can think of, especially knowing like you're consulting, there is a bandwidth, like you cannot consult for 500 different campuses, right? Like that's just not possible. Right, yeah. And so you actually don't need a huge volume. You just need like a deep well of like the right people, the right opportunities. And so I really believe, one, that we want to start growing your email list. And how I would recommend figuring out what digital products or resources to create is through creating a few different freebies. So one thing that's amazing is that you can, creating a freebie can take very little time. So when I was thinking about you, I was thinking Nicole could create templates, checklists. You could create a quiz of like, how to know what your next steps are. You could create a resource for the students. You could create a resource for the counselors. You could, you know, there's so many different people you could serve. And so you don't want to go super, super wide because you've got to give each freebie its time and its breath to see, okay, are people willing to exchange something for it? And I think a big mistake people make is that they immediately go into a paid offer without actually testing the market of like, are people willing to exchange something of value, which is their email address, which is a low value, but still, I mean, they're giving you access to their inbox. So that's valuable.
Exactly.
And you will very quickly see the outliers. So I've told this story a couple different times on the show, but again, stories can be repeated. Before we became parents and Drew had this deep desire of being a stay-at-home dad, I was like, well, you've got to work until the children come. We obviously had a struggle in having the children. And so in that kind of in-between period, he did health coaching and we were building out his website. So he didn't even have a brand or a website yet. And we had two different freebies. So we said you could either do like at-home workouts because he wanted to serve people like me, like entrepreneurs who are busy, who are struggling to like stay healthy. So he did at-home workouts. And then he also had a freebie that was like a nutrition guide. So it was our grocery shopping and meal prep list. We put both of those freebies out there. The nutrition side crushed it, like crushed it, where we were going to build an entire business around at-home workouts for a busy entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And just through the freebies, we saw that like 10 times more people wanted the nutrition. And so it totally changed the copywriting, the branding, the offers, like what he was actually going to create that was marketable. And so I think a lot of times people get this idea and they're like, of course people are going to pay for this. And then they create this digital product. They put it out there. People don't buy it. They're disappointed. It's this whole thing. And so it's like, test the market first, create something that is valuable, that gives somebody that free value, like you talked about, where you don't have to spend a dime and I will get you results through the free content that I do, whether it's through my podcast or my freebies or the downloads or the webinars. And so think about the different people you want to serve. And think about maybe just two different freebies that you could create that will at least give you more of a direction. Growing your email list is going to be the number one recommendation I have for you because, again, you don't need thousands and thousands and thousands of people. You maybe need 20 great qualified clients that are willing to pay what you charge, right? Like it's kind of when I was a wedding photographer. I was limited to my personal bandwidth. I wasn't going to shoot more than 25 weddings. I didn't need to reach every single bride and groom or couple out there planning a wedding. I just needed the right people. And so I think you have a beautiful opportunity of giving free value to people that are contemplating investing in you and leading them on the path of that consulting. And then also seeing, okay, maybe they can't afford my consulting fee, but maybe I could offer them a video series or a course or a guidebook or a template or a handbook or a questionnaire that they can leverage where they get my expertise without having to pay for me to physically show up. Does that help?
That helps a lot. It answers so many questions. One, also it validates what I was looking at and putting together that there's only so many campuses when I was looking at, okay, our 6-week program.
Yes.
I probably only want that on 6 or 7 campuses for it because our team is going to be at max capacity because 6 weeks to be in person somewhere, that's a lot. So there's a very limited number of campuses we can do that on. But when it comes to tools, I've been thinking a course, you know, coming out with a course in the middle of writing a book. But then I didn't think about the other resources that you're talking about, right? Questionnaires, different tools that they could start leveraging right now and utilize that expertise And I could, it's still another form of giving that value, earning something in return, and also keeping them as a warm lead for potentially more down the road.
Yes.
But it allows us, our team, to just kind of breathe and break up what we're able and capable to do, because capacities is really important and boundaries are really important.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to see what you do. Where can everybody, I could go on. I literally had to look at the clock because I was like, we could go all day, all day. I love this. Nicole, I cannot wait to see what you do. And I just have to say, I want more of you. Like you do, you have this beautiful essence about you that I feel like cannot be bottled up and duplicated. And so I want to just encourage you, because I know that you, you know, thinking about the podcast or YouTube or all these different things, it's like, just show up. It's you. It's not the production. Okay. It's not the way things look. It is you. And like you embody that confidence and power in such a beautiful way. And so where can everybody find you and connect with you and learn more about you and watch your journey as you move forward?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm just still basking in that and really, really appreciate that. It means so much because you are very authentic about your approach. And so I value that. And people can find me on LinkedIn. I love to hang out on LinkedIn. So Nicole Guanzura. So if you look up my name, last name Guanzura, Nicole Guanzura, find me on LinkedIn. Let's hang out over there. And also on our website, simplyeac.com is our website. And then if you ever want to listen to a conversation with me, continue the conversation, our podcast just went live, Wellness with EAC. So whether you're finding us at simplyeac.com, on Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Wellness with EAC, or come, let's spend time on LinkedIn. Please share what your favorite part of this conversation was.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This was such a treat.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was so much fun. Thanks so much, Jenna.
That old adage is true. You know how they say time flies when you're having fun. I was having so much fun with Nicole, and I am so excited to watch her go. You know, it's such a blessing to be able to connect with you, the listeners, and to talk to people who are in those early stages of entrepreneurship. Having been doing this for now over a decade and having pivoted many times throughout the years, I feel like I am no stranger to what it feels like to be a beginner, but I love connecting with you at each stage of your business and hopefully offering valuable advice for every season and stage you find yourself in. Again, if you want to be up for a gold digger coaching session yourself, make sure you are in our Facebook group. We've linked it for you in the show description and show notes for you today. I would love to have a conversation with you just like today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss another episode, and take a minute to leave a review if you've ever gained anything of value from listening and tuning in. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.